Everything you know about health is about to change. Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Sometimes people suffer, not from lack of faith, but from lack of knowledge. This is the show that changes that. If you are tired of being sick, tired of not getting answers, tired of spinning in circles, for healing is not a mystery. It is a miracle that you were designed to experience. It takes hard work and real knowledge. It takes patience and time. It takes the education this show can provide. So, get it straight today. Here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Happy Saturday morning to you. My favorite hour of the week, my favorite day of the week because of this hour. Today's show, Jablonski. It's called the Jablonski Curve, the Jablonski Diagram. Yeah, it's a weird name, weird title for a show. In chemistry, or we should say biophysics, or we should say biochemistry, there's something called FRET. F-R-E-T, FRET. And FRET is what you study. It means FRET is the frequency, resonance, energy transfer. It's called FRET. F-R-E-T. Now, let me explain what FRET is. Very relevant to the human organism. FRET, which was studied by a multitude of scientists at least 100 years ago. FRET is a phenomenon whereby an atom, what you call a fluorophore, it's a certain type of an atom. It's an atom that can absorb light and emit after it absorbs. So let me explain. Atoms, you know, carbon, nitrogen, oxygen, so on and so forth. There are certain atoms that can, and certain compounds, which is a collection of atoms, that can receive light if that light's at a certain wavelength. And after it receives the light, it takes some of that. So it uses the photons in a light beam. So when we say light, we say a beam of light. We mean the photons, these little dots of energy that certain compounds, or sometimes single atoms, depending on what you're studying, will receive these photons and use these photons, absorb the photons, but then what they don't absorb bounces off them, and we call that an emission spectrum. So, think of a ping pong ball. Think of an orange. Think of lime. Think of any circular sort of an object. Light hits it, and it absorbs some of it, and then the rest bounces off. We say absorption and emission. We say absorption and emission. All right? That's the basic setup here. The basic setup in what we've studied as the frequency resonance energy transfer, FRET, is that we know that certain, well, collections of atoms called fluorophores have an ability. Now, not all matter does this. Not everything is a fluorophore. But fluorophores and their kind can absorb a lightning bolt of light in terms of its photons, its particle light, and then what it doesn't absorb, it emits. So it's absorption, emission. It bounces in and some of it bounces out. Now, this is a massive area of study. This has consumed a multitude of brilliant minds over the last 100 years. And one of them, okay, was a guy by the name of Jablonski. The other one was a guy by the name of Perrier. I'm trying to say the name correctly. Pardon my terrible French. But Perrin, to say it Brooklynese, it would be P-E-R-R-I-N. However that's pronounced in French, please don't get nauseous. But Jablonski and Perrin, and Perrin's son, studied this, and they're kind of the fathers of this phenomenon called fluorescence. Fluorescence. Fluorescence is when light hits something and its emission spectrum lights it up. We use fluorescence in medicine with enormous diversity. Anytime somebody does an isotopic study, they're using fluorescence. If we can connect a fluorophore to what we want to see in your body, see in your blood, see on an antibody or an antigen. If we can connect this thing we call the fluorophore to it, well, once the fluorophore lights up, if we know it's connected to what we want to study, like a cancer cell, or whatever molecule you're talking about, well, then we can measure, detect. Okay. We can localize. We can figure out where things are because we can see them light up. If we're looking at where some sort of a toxin or a bacteria, a virus is in a cell and we can light it up, well, then we know where it is. So we use fluorophores to locate things. We use fluorophores to detect things. This is a big deal. This is a really big deal in science. Now, what does it have to do with today's show? Well, you see, observing that living things can receive light and emit spectrums is something that should ring a bell. Because that is the very essence of natural medicine. This is not a little thing. This is a big thing. To see how the great minds of the last 200 years, from Jablonski to Perrin to the whole slew of these types, have studied this phenomenon, and then to realize that essentially if you study Chinese medicine, if you study Ayurvedic medicine, if you go back and study medicine of the ancient Egypt, I don't mean Egypt in 2000 BC or 4000, I mean way back when, 8,000, 10,000 years ago. Scriptures that predate history. Those are out there. If you study them that far back, you realize that they understood this as the human organism. That what Jablonski and Perrin mastered on a molecular level, they understood on a human level. And science is filled with these testimonies. Except something's gotten lost in translation. Meaning it's not useful anymore for any of this. It doesn't translate in the day-to-day of medicine today. So you have to use your imagination. You have to think outside the box just a little bit. Only to see that our study of physical chemistry, our study of physical science, our study of biophysics, all of it points to, in fact, that the human organism can be conditioned to absorb different wavelengths of light and also to emit. Now, you can call that an aura. The natural sciences, what some would call a cult, and it's not a cult at all. It's just not standardized. It's not low level, see it, identify it, measure it, and then kill it. The medicines aside from that, based their entire presentation on the capacity to absorb energy. We should have taken a hint from the plants, because that's what plants do. Chlorophyll. We all know what chlorophyll is. Chlorophyll absorbs sunlight. Chlorophyll absorbs photons from the sun and then sends the photon into certain nuclear reactors within the cell, within the chlorophyll cell. And it magnifies the intensity of that photonic energy many, many, many times, and it creates an explosion. That drives plant life. Plant life is driven on that basis. Plants absorb sunlight. Plants are doing exactly what I'm talking about. So are people. So are people. Now that's an interesting observation. Because the second piece after that is what you're absorbing and reflecting defines you. What you're capable of absorbing or not absorbing defines you. And applied to human beings, what you realize natural health is a transformational process whereby you change the level at which you absorb. That's what all the cleansing and the stretching and the purging of negative emotion and the shifting of the structure ultimately comes down to. Your experience at changing and shifting your emission spectrum. But how do you measure that? See, that's the problem. We don't have a way to measure that, and because of that, many people think they do. So we lend the measurement of this stuff to very loose parameters, none of which everyone agrees upon, all of which everyone has a different opinion of. And then natural medicine, because it can't measure the emission spectrums, the absorbance patterns and the emission patterns, because we don't know how to measure it, we don't know how to measure efficacy in natural health. Now that's the fundamental issue here. That is truly the fundamental issue. The fundamental issue is we don't know how to measure what we claim to be the case. When we say your time and your money and your energy spent in whatever facet of natural health you indulge, whether you're getting a massage each week or whether you're in a yoga class, whether you're doing a cleanse, whether you're purchasing herbs for some particular reason, whether you're in a holistic cancer therapy, so on and so forth, whatever your concoction of all of this is, we don't have a way to measure it. And that has hindered us from the beginning of time, because it's schismed natural health. This is a show on natural health. Today you might listen to a few other shows on natural health. your interface with what we call natural health may range from you went to school for it, all the way to it's new to you, all the way to you've spent a fortune within it, successfully and maybe unsuccessfully. Make no mistake about it. Whatever spectrum of natural health you've engaged has been littered with this principle, this concept, that being that we don't know how to measure success along the way. And so we schismed into two worlds, people that believe in it and people that don't. Most of the world thinks this show, that all the shows about this, all the shows on K-Brite, all the shows on radio, all the stuff on YouTube, most of the world thinks that all that information is garbage. Think about that. I'm talking about most people are eating at Ralph's. Percentage-wise, not a lot of people go to Whole Foods. Who gets regular acupuncture? Who has a real, true Qigong practice? How many cleanses have you done in the last year? So on and so forth. Most of the world's not into this because they're told by what we call scientists that this stuff is not measurable. And yet, when you look at the basic exchanges of energy on molecular levels, it's filled with this concept. It's filled with this concept. If Jablonski, if Perrine's son, if all the people who have ever studied FRET would just sit down together and consider that if fluorophores can do this, human organisms should be doing this. That if the stuff we're made of does this, then perhaps the entirety of us can do this. And for some weird reason, that's just not common sense to people. And for other reasons, we haven't developed technologies. Look up the name Valerie Hunt. Valerie Hunt. She tried. Curlian photography. He tried. People try. People are always claiming that they've come up with some gadget that can measure these energy shifts. Nobody will agree. Everybody will argue. And then it's no man's land. I mean, you have outright thieves, boobs, imbeciles, peddling all sorts of concoctions to tell you that they can measure these energy shifts. And some of them are outright liars, and some of them are just delusional. Well-intentioned, but delusional. You don't know. But you see, let me tell you what I know. I know that if you study hard science, it's not any massive leap into the everyday of life to embrace the fact that the human organism is reflective, is a derivative of, is in a sense just a whole, it's just a reflection of smaller particulate matter. That the human organism is a product of these little deities we find in microscience. That's not such a great leap. It really is not. To say that the Krebs cycle, meaning the Krebs cycle and the electron transport chain in a cell, every cell has one, drives the cell, is to say that collectively speaking, it drives the human organism. It's not such a great leap. So if molecularly, Jablonski's studying FRET, meaning you get hit with light, you absorb some, and the rest emits as a spectrum. And there's another piece to FRET that I'm leaving out. But that's not my point. My point is that absorbance, emission. is well understood. And if it's well understood, like the electron transport chain is understood, it's such a small leap to consider that the entire human organism is defined by this. That's not a little thing. That's a big thing. Because you see, you're on a journey. Health is a journey. Many of you listening to this show are not well. You have health issues. Or you've got objectives. You may want radiant health. You may be trying and looking for concepts to attach to get around life-threatening illnesses. Any variety of situations put you on a journey. That journey is filled with trial and error. That journey is filled with trial and tribulation. That journey can take you to the point where you feel like you're going to check out or flip out. That's why understanding at a gut level that in the deep recess of science is faith and testimony to your journey. The authenticity, the steadfastness, the clarity, the intelligence, the forthrightness of your journey needs to bolster itself, needs to anchor itself, needs to support itself in fret, in simple, well-understood observations about how molecules talk to each other. You can take that to the bank. You know, data is easier than ever. Data. To get the data, to get the information, because of this wonderful tool that we call the internet, Google searches, YouTube, to get the data is increasingly simplistic. But that's not what limits us. The data doesn't limit us. The data is easy. Press a button. An hour or two worth of search on Google can bring you back thousands of pages of data. That's the new world. And that doesn't limit us. There's no limit to our ability to accumulate data. Where we're being destroyed, where we're getting hurt, at least as it relates to natural health, is once you're on the journey, how do you hold to it? And that's why understanding in the bowels of science things like frequency resonance energy transfer. That's what science should be doing. Science should be extrapolating from stuff that's understood. It should just do its own version of FRET and transfer the energy behind those observations into the human organism. That's where the research money should be going. That's where our imagination should be going. And that's what you use out there, because healing is a dark and stormy channel. This is why I started my school. I started my school to give people higher concepts. I think and thought and am correct that there's no shortage on the cookbook stuff. There's no shortage of what to do. Tell me what to do. The unfortunate piece of this, you know, you look at the Mercola website. There's one of a million examples I could give you, but I'll use this Mercola. Good guy. It's a great website. Sells his products. Makes his millions, and good for him. But here's my point. The Mercola website is telling you what to do, what to buy, how to do what you buy. But that's not what health is. It's not. And if you get harsh about it, and you study outcomes, if you scrutinize outcomes, if you pick one disease, rheumatoid arthritis, pick one disease, chronic low back pain, pick one disease, cancer, pick one disease, senility, premature senility, pick one disease, Alzheimer's, and look at the results from people who throw themselves into natural health and do all these things, the results are poor. They're really poor. And I'm here to tell you they're really poor because they're done cookbook style. We have deluded ourselves into thinking that natural health is simply an internet search and a cookbook approach, and the more the better, and multiple cookbook approaches, so on and so forth, and we're delusional. It sells books. It makes people millions, but it doesn't produce health, and it hasn't impacted the poor statistics that have been there from the onset. And that's unfortunate. And the reason it's unfortunate is, you see, if you're delusional, you never get a chance to know truth. And knowing truth is where you should start. If you can't start with the simple truths, you don't get to the higher truths. So if you can't start with the fact that health and your journey out of disease into health, if you can't start understanding that that's not an internet search, well, then you're never going to understand the nuances. If this sounds like you, 714-850-1007. If I've sunk in, if you've absorbed a few photons of light, 714-850-1007. I have one opening for my seminar tomorrow. Save your prostate. Save your uterus. Save your ovaries. Save your testicles. Save your power centers. If I rang your photon, ring that number and come see me tomorrow. Call that line. All right, you guys have a great holiday. I'll see you next week.
Okay, that's a wrap. Don't forget to get to Dr. Medici's website at drmedici.com to look at the pictures and review the show as often as you wish. See you next week.